Fight Club exclusive: Gorka, Big Trouble Looms for Mexican Drug Cartels as Trump's Second Term Nears. By Nick Gilbertson on December 11, 2024. The incoming Trump administration's senior director of counterterrorism and deputy assistant to the president, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, said during a special founders roundtable on Breitbart Fight Club that Mexican drug cartels are in big trouble once the Trump administration enters office. Gorka joined Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow and Washington bureau chief Matthew Boyle on Monday for nearly an hour and a half long conversation, zoning in on Mexican drug cartels at one point. One of the Breitbart Fight Club subscribers, Larry Ongyalosi, asked Gorka in the chat if he plans to go after the drug cartel in Mexico once he assumes his post next month. Gorka stressed that the Mexican drug cartels absolutely falls under the National Security Council's scope. I don't want to get out in front of my skis here or steal the thunder of the incoming National Security Advisor Mike Waltz or the president, Gorka added. I would counsel everyone who wants the potential answer to that question to look up what Congressman Waltz has said about the threat of narco-terrorism, what the president has said about the cartels. That's what I'm going to say right now. In April 2023, Trump endorsed legislation put forth by Waltz and Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, to authorize the use of military force against cartels. I would do that, he told Breitbart News at the time. Months earlier, in January 2023, he released a policy plan to wage war on the cartels. Trump's vision at the time included labeling cartels terrorist organizations, using naval blockades, and using U.S. special forces to inflict maximum damage on the cartels. Gorka on Monday stressed that, here is an organic coexistence between the cartels, between regular organized crime, and between terrorism. Because if you're smuggling human beings or fentanyl, you're also going to be smuggling weapons and potentially agents of a threat group like Al-Qaeda or ISIS or what have you. So this is an extant national security threat, he added. It's not just about drugs or human trafficking. So with the likes of incoming border czar Tom Homan and Colonel Waltz on deck, 12 o'clock on January the 20th, the cartels are going to be in big trouble because President Trump understands the threat. Gorka then compared the deaths of U.S. military service members in combat since World War II to the sky-high deaths resulting from horrific border policy in a given year. Gorka said that between Korea, Vietnam, both Gulf Wars, and Afghanistan, the death toll of service members killed in action is about 103,000. How many civilians were killed by fentanyl and drug overdoses under Biden's open border regime? Now, you can find the data. It is buried deep on the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, website. You have to like click through 40 times to get to it. But here's the math: in just the second year of the Biden-Harris border regime that they opened, in one 12-month period, 110,000 Americans were killed by drug overdoses, Gorka said. More Americans were killed by Biden and Kamala Harris's open borders in one year than died in 70 years of combat. That tells you how serious this is. And we're going to take it very, very seriously, he added. The CDC notes that almost 108,000 people died from drug, sick, overdose in 2022, and approximately 82,000 of those deaths involved opioids. Opioid deaths made up about 76% of all overdose deaths. The Breitbart Fight Club Founders Roundtables are private online events for readers who signed up at the middleweight level or above annually. You can sign up here. Participants get the chance to interact with each other and connect with key players in the Breitbart and MAGA worlds. A previous event featured best-selling author Peter Schweitzer,